Well, what do you get when you combine the talents of Margaret Atwood, soprano Misha Berger-Gossman, Lee, and pianist-composer Aaron Davis? Zombie Blizzard. It's Whoa. A brand new release on the Leaf Music label. And here to talk to us about this unique project is soprano extraordinaire Misha Berger-Gossman Lee. Welcome to Classical
Morning.
Welcome. Good morning.
Ladies, well women done. Of the airwaves.
Yes.
Getting your way in here this yeah. morning. Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Right? Like you do this every day. I can't believe it's early. Like
yes.
you said. I mean, like I can't believe
but
it.
But you yes. have been
warmed up, though.
Super, super busy over
super
the past
busy.
Years in the arena, shall we call it? The arena of opera on concert hall stages and in jazz. But tell us what brought about this fascinating artistic collaboration. We've listened to several tracks and it's such an unusual work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
How did it come to be?
I thought composers and poets have been working together for centuries. Classical music is whatever we decide it is. And I wanted to bring these forces together. Aaron Davis had never written a song cycle, concert aria collection, whatever, but Aaron Davis is one of the most courageous people I know. He's never said no to me whenever I come to him with crazy things. And Margaret Atwood, I had gotten to know over like the many Gillers. I serve on the board of the Gillers now, and
uh-huh.
I've always been like a massive Can Lit fan and just stalked her, wore her down. Let's be honest.
She capitulated
yeah, exactly.
I don't believe you wore her down for a second. Yeah, I don't believe it.
But really, I just think we're called to do new things in new ways to invite more people to the table so that in this classical industry, we're challenging what we label as this or that. And I am always making work with people that I love and admire, knowing that when we're dead and gone, there'll be people who'll do the works that we have made now.
So mm-hmm. trailblazers.
Yeah,
is what
I
you're
really
talking
wanted
about.
Yeah to create something. And you both know firsthand that it is what we say it is. If we say this is what we're doing, then people will come on board because you can't fail. It's Margaret Atwood and Aaron Davis, and
mm-hmm.
they're going to create something that's going to give me something super meaty to sing. I've made like half mm-hmm. a dozen albums with Aaron mm-hmm. and Margaret Atwood is a living legend, and everything that she writes really is some kind of commentary on what's happening in a very poignant and honest way.
Mm-hmm.
So it was these kinds of combinations of excellence that I just wanted to bring to one table.
Okay, you're going to hate this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Ask away, Thelma.
Because you and I haven't seen each other, hung out, heard each other in years. And I want to know what you feel, how you feel that your voice has changed and evolved over the years.
Well, everybody knows that kids will make you feel like your career is a vacation. So as soon as I had kids, I understood how, I'm not going to say easy singing is, but how little I need to worry about it, because my worry muscle is being flexed as a parent. So over mm-hmm. here, I'm just making money so that I can be free and as independent as I possibly can to be the matriarch of my home,
mm-hmm.
you know, because as my parents age and as I desire a great marriage and you realize that it's all one life, and what people see is the outpouring, the overflow from how good your actual life is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I, in this season, am less concerned about what I sound like than how I feel about it.
And is it then what I'm sort of getting to here is that perhaps you are, what is also very important, looking after the home, being the matriarch, finding happiness and stuff, but is also telling a more healthy way, or perhaps a better way, of finally being able to tell a truthful story?
Well, there's that, right? Because you want people, young people, people who get to a certain age and then think, okay, what now? Or who view retirement as a sort of early death. Like, you have to understand that it's just the beginning. Everything is a beginning. And nothing, you know, in order for something to start, something has to end. And so as much as I love like my 20s and 30s and that career that I built, for the people starting, we're the same. we're still discovering what might work for us. We're still figuring out that the industry will never give back to us what we put into it. So let's not let that define what my outpouring will be, how I'll go about it. Mm-hmm. This opera singing, classical singing thing, it's an odd, elusive beast that we love to feed into and serve and have give us our worth, but that's lame. We all know that that's not how we should be conducting our lives. And the most active and fruitful life that you can ever possibly live is one of deep spirituality, like mm-hmm. of deep understanding of who you are and how desiring you are to contribute and worthy of success that mm-hmm. you are. And that success doesn't come from without.
Oh, so let's turn within here, because I'm thinking Zombie Blizzard, and we've had a couple of Leaf Music label is such a fantastic label.
Yeah.
They've given us many interesting artists, and now they have you. Zombie Blizzard, just sort of try it in a nugget, if you can. Give us an idea of what are these poems made of? Are they all connected? Is it like a song cycle of sorts?
Yeah, I call it a collection of concert arias.
Ah.
It is for soprano, jazz trio, and brass ensemble, which already is an insane combination of things. But I was, in pitching it to Aaron Davis, the composer, I was coming from a perspective of sort of a modern day Frauenliebe und Leben. Mm-hmm. So this Schumann song cycle with the poetry by Chamisso and understanding the life and the love of a woman. Now, Margaret Atwood is always sort of kind of making some commentary on the feminist experience, on
right.
femininity, on our approach to what we say that is. And she's constantly fielding questions about, you know, what kind or to what degree of a feminizer she is, like this kind of vibe. And so it's always this topic that is greatly fascinating for her and for all of us, like mm-hmm. ladies be doing it up for themselves and how that
and
gets
men too.
And men mm-hmm. and men too. But that's sort of the dominant conversation.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
So we're examining, as we're picking these poems, these seven poems, wondering what encapsulates a sort of commentary on the machismo, on the what I choose to wear, the piece that you're going to play. Silk is the princess clothing and coming from the different materials. Meanwhile, digging up the Scythian is an archaeological dig of this female warrior society that clearly stood on their own two feet, and we're here, we're looking at them buried with their weapons, and we're understanding that there's a deeper story to what we're being told constantly.
You're digging into self here, right?
Digging into yeah. self, digging into how we're outwardly defined versus what we're actually experiencing, and somehow Margaret's poetry encapsulates the two, which is just genius.
Yeah. And did you have a lot to say to Margaret about what she writes?
I had a lot of questions. When you're in the presence of that kind of greatness, you're mostly just silent.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to hear her talk about whatever she wants to talk about, because everything she says is interesting to me. Even though I know she's a humble spirit and is really just reading like a telephone book or a recipe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is riveting. You know, like I'm really just fangirling most of the time. And also understanding that, you know, as we work with these modern day composers, as we create this art that we believe for posterity's sake will benefit music faculties mm-hmm. and or concert halls,
mm-hmm.
you're understanding that you are spending your resources to make something that you will pray lasts a lot longer than you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me just go left of center here. You're studying theology now?
I am in my second year of a master's of theology in practical theology, yeah.
And that's in all your spare time?
In all my spare time. It's what keeps me home, and I'm the third of my family to go to Acadia Divinity College.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic.
And I said no a lot to God when he was like, when it dropped in my spirit, it's like, oh, Misha, opera singer, write a book. That's crazy. That must be God. That was like this. I said no a lot. And then I was like, well, there's no safer place to be than inside your will. So off I go.
Fantastic. Well, that's a great way to conclude the interview, Misha. I want to thank you so much for coming in today. We're going to have a piece of yours, which you're going to introduce in a second, but I just want to give people some information. So we've been speaking with Misha Berger-Gosman-Lee about her new album called Zombie Blizzard. And you can access the audio file here at Misha.com. She's got this wonderful new album out, Misha.com. I love this. I could just say Misha.com for everything. But the important thing here, too, is to acknowledge that Misha's got a concert coming up March 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Jane Mallet Theater. And where do you think you can get tickets? Misha.com. All right.
So we're going to leave you with a sneak peek. Because of time, we had to, you know, to pick something short, but it's so beautiful. Of this new CD, Zombie Blizzard, the words and music of this particular song are mysterious and dangerous, and the melody is rather lyrical. Misha, please set this one up for our listeners. It's from the Princess Clothing Silk.
Silk is a movement within Princess Clothing where we examine the different kinds of clothing and their implications. So the opening line is, so many people talk about what she should wear, so she will be fashionable, or so she won't be killed. And you go through the politicization of what women wear, whether it's their hair, so controversial. Mm-hmm. You know, as for feet, they were always a problem. You know, these kinds of observations on what the princess wears. And this movement is about silk.
Okay, so let's take a listen right now.
Silk, however.